umlandeli omdlalo wenguqu womncedisi ziba uthinto kuvele kuza kuba nzima ukuba iqembu lezimbabwe liphumelele kwimidlalo elisanda kuyidlala ngoba amalungiselelo alo angaqhutshwanga kuhle.
Yeah, I've been following mani team yethu yama-Warriors nama-Warriors will never be the same mani. So hlala usukhumbula mani iteam zakudala mani the way things ebebenziwa ngakhona ngazi ukuthi mani sesibhayiziswa ngama-selections wethu or kwenzakalani mani. Even this team leyo esetshenziswe mani ukuthi kuphonge ukubizwa ukhochi so kuvele sokusiyadlalwa mani akumnikezi isikhathi esi-enough mani ukuthi ebuilde iteam yakhe kuhle mani.
Kwaba isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association esiphambaniso edubelayo ukuthi amalungiselelo weqembu lama-Warriors alifana nje lamandlwane.
Okubuhlungu yokuthi asenze amalungiselelo ngendlela eqondileyo njengelizwe and yonke nje into esiyenzayo siyithatha kalula sinanzelele sokusilimazile kakhulu ezinhliziyweni zethu. Iqembu lesizwe leli abalinikanga isikhathi esifaneleyo ukuthi umqeqeshi asihlanganise abe naso.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uAndrew Thambane wakho uthi yena uzwela usizi umqeqeshi uJairo Stapira ngoba ezenindongodaka.
Yazi iZimbabwe iyadanisa so no, this is not even funny. First siyaluza against Lesotho, then sesidlala against South Africa basitaye 3-1. Yazi yena looked at ama-preparations of the squad. First of all, manager bamshile iZimbabwe ukuthi manager within the uniform. UJairo Stapira, yes, the new coach at Manika Diamonds, but even at the time.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lihlezi emsileni weSouth Africa Group C le mihlomelo emibili ngemva kwemidlalo emine. Imihlomelo emibili elithole ngemva kokuba ngutshili lobhanqa leRwanda kanye leNigeria nyakenye. Njalo ngaleso sikhathi beliqeqeshwa nguPaulette Mabrito owayengumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders. Ngemva kukaBrito uNomena Mapeza uke waphiwa iqembu lama-Warriors wadlala eMalawi, kodwa ngemva kwalokho bobabili uBrito noMapeza kabawuphiwanga lowo msebenzi. Waphiwa uTapera ukuba abe bambili kungakaqhatshwa umqeqeshi omutsha. Iqula elikhokhela ukulungiswa komdlalo wenguquko leZimbabwe elibizwa ngokuthi i-Normalization Committee yilo okumele iqhathwe umqeqeshi, njalo abalandeli abaningi bathi ngabe layekela uBrito esemsebenzini. Asenelisanga ukuthola icele le-Normalization Committee, kodwa umkhokheli walo uLincoln Muntasa ensukwini ezedluleyo utshele intatheli zindaba uLove Mopanda ukuba bebengeke baqhathe uBrito ngenxa yokuba kuzabe sekumele kuphume imali eningi yokumnakekela. Ngimele isiDC7 ngoBulawayo, ngimuJoseph Njanjini.